Police say Adam Lanza used a Bushmaster AR-15 style rifle to kill 20 small children and 6 adults at Sandy Hook Elementary School in 2012. 2 years later, some of the victims' families decided to sue Remington, the maker of the Bushmaster. They were told they had no chance of winning.
I could never tell you I thought I'd see this day. And it's not going to bring Mary back. It's not going to bring any of these kids back. But the cost of business is going to go up substantially.
The $73 million settlement between Remington, one of the oldest gun manufacturers in the United States, and some of the families, is the first of its kind in this country. The deal means Remington won't go on trial in September on charges its business practices contributed to the massacre.
Today marks an inflection point when our duty of care to our children as a society finally supersedes the bottom line of an industry that made such an atrocity as Sandy Hook possible to begin with.
That accountability means the families will get to make public internal company documents showing just how Remington marketed Bushmasters to the public, especially to socially insecure young men.
And the linchpin of this settlement is that it allows these families the rights to share the information as to what they learned.
Remington had fought the lawsuit, claiming a 2005 federal law did not hold it and other gun manufacturers liable for how their products were used.
No matter how tragic, no matter how much we wish those children and their teachers were not lost and their families had not suffered, the law needs to be applied dispassionately.
The Sandy Hook family say the time for being dispassionate is over.
I made a very early promise to do everything in my power to honor his short life. This lawsuit has been part of that promise. The closest I get to him now is by kissing his urn every night, telling him I love him and I miss him. But I made him a promise and I'll keep working to deliver that promise for the rest of my life.
More than 9 years and 2 months after Sandy Hook, a hard-fought accountability that still cannot erase the worst of losses. Rosalind Jordan, Al Jazeera, Washington.